keep saying that we just alike, but we're not.
When I say something, I mean it. When I say I'm gonna do something, I fucking do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yo, what up, guys? Let me fix my chair. All right. In a good mood today. It's a new month. We're at August, moving into August of 2022. I did record a podcast with our good friends from out in Colorado at Fox Fab with Matt and Chase. You might know them as Sideways, aka Chase on Instagram, and Too Slick, Maddie. Out there in Colorado, the Colorado boys. So they're going to be like, why is this podcast before our podcast? Well, we recorded almost a 2-hour podcast. So apparently when I tried to upload it, it didn't like that. And it's going to require me to do a little bit of editing. So that takes time. But with that said, the show must go on. So that's why I'm here. I wanted to get on today. I know it's been a little while, guys, since I did a podcast. Honestly, it's been extremely busy. Trying to run a real company over here, it's kind of hard when you're trying to grow a brand that is in high demand, like Rebel Reaper is these days. Trying to come out with new products, be innovative, be creative, and trying to kind of lead the industry in the way that we want to see it go in that direction. So with that said, there's a lot of behind the scenes that I'll probably share with you guys as we continue to go through it and push through it. One thing I wanted to mention, though, is, you know, I guess as the owner of the company, it's a lot of things that I don't see being shared out there, like a lot of the behind the scenes, like the real stuff. A lot of people like to sugarcoat a lot of their lifestyles and kind of make it look like it's all flashy, sunshine and rainbows, when in reality, a lot of the true business owners that are back there, you know, they kind of understand it's really not like that. I don't know. Maybe you have a different mindset than most people, but you know, it's a lot more than just going out and having fun and partying all the time, I guess. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I like to party and go out every once in a while and have a few brews with some boys, and that's it's kind of here and there. I don't know, but I'm 33 years old, man, so I'm kind of grown up out of that shit. I had my party days back in the early 20s, so. But that's not what this podcast is about. This one today, I kind of wanted to get on. It's been a while. And as we're transitioning in this kind of weird, what should I say it? It's 2022, so it's been a couple years since the whole pandemic hit. A lot of things have changed, not just in the social media world, but in an online presence, but also brick and mortar. Now, before I go into this, I'm not saying I know it all. I'm not trying to act like I know it all. I'm still learning as we go through this day. I've been, I think I mentioned before in previous podcasts, about 10 years now total in the apparel game. So I kind of have a little bit of an idea what I'm doing. But as far as Rebel Reaper began back in 2016, so that's what, for a little over 6 years now. So that's just mostly with that. And trying to grow a brand when I've had three previous failing brands, I kind of have a feeling I kind of know a little bit about what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? So I wanted to share a little bit of my experiences with you guys. I'm sure there's tons of podcasts out there, but I don't know if there's really many in apparel. But my goal here is just to kind of be transparent with you guys. You know, we've built a solid family here of customers and people that we've come to learn that just live and think the same way that we do. And our way of doing this podcast is just kind of to bring that out. And so you guys can see a little bit of the personality behind the brand. Cause it's really kind of hard on social media just to see pictures and videos, but not really understand who and what and the people and the family and the community that's behind that brand. So that's kind of why we're trying to vocalize this out in the podcast for you guys. So I tend to ramble on. So let me get into this. I had a good friend with a good talk with a friend of mine who coincidentally first started off as a customer and then migrated into a friend. And it's funny because I've come to realize in business that, you know, a lot of you guys, if you're starting something on your own, you're going on your new adventure. I've had a lot of talks with other people, and it's kind of always the same story, you know. When you're growing up as a kid, you know, through high school, you're really trying to find out who you are. You start meeting new people. You know, that's your crew. That's your clique. That's your people that you hang out with. And it kind of builds your identity around those people. But when you start transitioning kind of into finding out who you are and who you really are as a person, and, you know, some people don't find out that, and they're still searching, and some people do. I was fortunate enough to have a family and supportive friends around me that it kind of allowed me just to be me, which is great. And, you know, it's unfortunate in a social media presence world that we live out there, like everyone has to have a kind of persona of who they think that they want the world for them to be like. And they're just not a good way to live. And by any means, man, I'm not perfect. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to talk shit on anyone. I'm just trying to be real with you guys. And if you're kind of going through that, I feel for you. Because, you know, it's not easy doing this. It's hard enough starting your own adventure. But the part that I wanted to kind of portray for you guys to maybe think outside the box a little bit, and what I was getting at, when you start with new friends in the early days and you kind of transition and doing your own thing, finding out who you are and the path that you want to go down, you know, those people naturally, your lifestyles are going to be a little bit different. I guess just imagine trying to drive down a straight road in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're going to hit a couple speed bumps here and there, a couple potholes. You know, those are what I kind of consider just kind of changes in your life, kind of making you go in a different direction, different transition, different gear. And that's just kind of what happens naturally. So I had a talk with a friend, and he was mentioning how, like, you know, he's trying to start his own thing, but he's starting to lose those friends that were kind of like his day ones. You know what I mean? And those people kind of were changing on him. You know, he would kind of say things, and this kind of gave me flashbacks as he was telling me back when I was starting my own thing. You know, it'd be Friday night, he'd be like, "Hey man, let's go and party," you know, and he'd be like, "Nah, dude, I gotta get this thing going." And, then he's starting to get a little flack. You know, "Why are you doing that? You know, you could be out partying, man. Life's too short. You know, come out here, just kind of enjoy life a little bit." You know, and if you're that person that, like how I was, look, I got my partying out of the way, like I said earlier, in the early days. You know, think about it this way, though. Instead of kind of getting mad at, like, why don't these people understand, you know, maybe try switching gears and ask yourself, like, do you give them a reason to understand where you're coming from? You know, have you had anything really to prove that what you're doing is really worth the time that you're spending of your life to go in that direction? You know, have they seen that's the results that you're getting and you're actually going down that route? Which in turn happened to me, you know, and then my friends started seeing, you know, what was going on. They're like, "Dude, that is awesome." You know, and they started supporting even more. I'm the kind of guy that kind of really can count on one hand, like, solid, true friends. You know, I know a lot of people say they have friends, but, like, I'm talking solid friends, like people you can call at 4 a.m. and they'll be there no matter what, no questions asked. If you caught on the side of the road, you know, 4 states away, they'll come and pick you up, you know, friends like that. Or if you're in a situation that, you know, you need help, like, those are the friends I'm talking about. So I can count on one hand, thankfully, you know, those people. Not including family. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a solid family and a really good foundation. And then you have, like, acquaintances. You know, those are the kind of people that are just kind of coming through your life. And, you know, just think of it as a different season of people that are coming in your life. When I was talking to him, man, he started getting a little caught up on why. Why were they not supporting? Why were they not helping him out? You know, the easiest thing I can kind of give is just kind of like, you know, does it really matter? Is it going to matter 5, 10 years from now? Do you see those people in your life 5 to 10 years from now? And if the answer is no, then why do you care? Same thing, like, you know, if someone talks shit on the internet because you're trying to start your own thing, you know, some goober that probably lives in his mom's basement with like 10 cats, You know, not his mom's cats. Those are his cats. Or her cats, whatever. Not judging. You know, why are you going to get worked up over someone that is on the internet telling you how to live your life? That's just something I just don't understand. You know, it's foreign to me. But I can, I'm not saying that I'm perfect in that sense because, you know, in the early days when Braille Reaper began, there would be someone that would talk shit and I'd be like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? You know what I mean? But as I got older and I started finding and digging deeper to who I was throughout the years, and less it happened, the less I started caring when it did happen. And now anyone can come into me and just kind of say, dude, your shit sucks. Not that they do, but I'm just saying if someone came up to me and was like, dude, your shit sucks, I'd be like, all right, why? And I would ask him. I wouldn't react. I wouldn't get angry. So I was trying to tell him, you know, hey, man, like, why are you so focused on what other people are doing? Like, isn't this your life? Isn't this what you want? Isn't this your family? Isn't this your responsibility? I mean, just in a man's perspective, isn't your responsibility as a man to be the best leader that you can for your family and the direction that you want to take everyone? Aren't you responsible for that? Are they responsible for that? And the answer was no. Then I'm like, why does it matter? You know, just changing someone's perspective and thinking that way. And I wanted to share that with you guys right now because, you know, it's not the first time I've had that conversation with someone, you know, and everyone's always afraid to kind of start their own thing. Because it's very unfortunate that we live in a world where everyone just has to get someone's approval for them to kind of let go and feel like, okay, you know, it's okay for me to do this. You know, I'm just kind of telling you, if you haven't heard from anyone else or have any family or friends that are kind of really supportive, that you don't need anyone's permission, man. You just got to go for it. And at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. And that takes a little bit of work, okay? I'm not saying you're going to listen to this podcast and go out and everything's going to be great. You know, you're going to kick ass for like a week or two and you're going to lose momentum and give up. And that happens. But what I'm trying to hope that you take out of this is kind of maybe take a little bit of a soul search, you know, find out who you are, what your meaning is, what your priorities are, what your core values are, and kind of build your life off of that. And then naturally you're going to have those people gravitate towards your life because they're going to see that. They're going to see that's who you are. And that's kind of how I built the brand around that. I see a lot of companies out there, and it's really strange to me. Like, I don't know who the face is of Nike. I don't know who the face is of, who else? Coca-Cola? I don't know. Like, who owns these companies that people are supporting every single day? You know? Multi-billion dollar companies. Like, who are these people? These days, you know, being a small business owner, obviously my mind perspective has changed a little bit, but I would like to actually know who I'm supporting. So that's kind of why, you know, it might be a little daunting and a little bit of afraid, because I've heard from other, you know, apparel companies and stuff like that, and they say they can't show their face, which I don't know. Don't you want to relate to the people that are supporting you? Don't you want to show like who you are? Like you actually live that lifestyle? Like you're that type of person? I don't know. That's what we do. But in turn, it's really actually helped the brand because a lot of people that actually support it these days, they kind of know who I am. But transitioning back to my friend, you know, I kind of said that too. I was just like, look, dude, you got to stop caring what other people are thinking right now. And I know that's easier said than done. You know, you're probably listening to this right now and you're just like, yeah, okay. Easier said, yeah. You got to mentally practice that on your own. You know, no amount of listening to this podcast over and over, or how many times I got to tell you, or if we meet in person, I tell you. But you know, you got to do that on that work by yourself. So I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to nail today. I guess I wanted to talk about too, as a side topic, social media is a little bit different these days. I know I kind of switched gears from like first to fourth gear and I was grinding right there for a second and just, whoa, why are we in fourth gear? Well, I'll tell you why, my friend. My mind doesn't stay on one topic for long. So we're going to be talking a little bit about social media and what I've kind of learned throughout this whole pandemic thing over the last couple of years. Like, things are different. Things have changed. The algorithms across social media on everything has completely changed. And trust me when I say that, I've learned ads, Google Analytics, SEO, you know, understanding all the back end stuff along with fulfillment. I mean, man, just the last 2 years have been completely insane for the company and the growth. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, it's great that I've been able to hire a couple people now to help me out. You know, thinking I'm Superman this whole time, doing the whole thing. I had a few people help out here and there, you know, during the holidays or whatnot. But I'll tell you what, man, hiring quality people that help you out and they actually are for the brand, they believe in the brand, they believe in you, but you give them a reason to believe in that. You know, back to the early part of this episode, I was talking that you don't have any reason for people to believe in you. Well, once you start proving that you can actually do it on your own and people start seeing that, you know, people naturally want to be a part of that and you just kind of grow together. And that's why it's taken me so long to just kind of hire someone, because I don't hire just anyone. I mean, I want people that are here and they want to, for one, get paid really well, two, work really hard, three, be long-term, and four, actually wear and support and believe in the brand. I mean, that's just naturally how I would think when I'm hiring someone. Like, that's what I want. And these days, you know, it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky because from what I'm hearing all over the internet, social media, the news, you know, everyone's afraid. Everyone's afraid right now. Everyone's holding back. Everyone's uncertain. Everyone's not sure the direction of what's going on in the future. And I don't know, man. I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I don't go into the news. I don't see, you know, what someone's posting, like the sky is falling. I don't care about any of that shit. Because at the end of the day, when you know the direction that you're going, there is nothing that's going to take you offset on that. Like, I am literally a train on a set of tracks, busting through fucking cars that are sitting in the middle of that goddamn intersection, man. You know what I'm talking about. You see them all the time. I am that train that is busting through walls every day. You know, and what I've come to learn, if you're starting your own journey, is that the three main things that I can nail here, I mean, I could probably nail like 10 or 20. But is understanding that it doesn't get easier. You know, the bigger you get, it's basically like you're just gambling with more money. I guess that's the way to say it. You just kind of get used to it. You know, when you believe in the product, you believe in your customers, you have a supportive customer base, people that believe in you. You know, I keep saying that because, like, it just naturally comes. When you believe in yourself, everyone else around you starts believing in you too. So that's the number one, you know. Number two is understanding that, you know, as you're starting this journey, your job, I think, as the leader, is to put out fires. You know, you shouldn't be, and I was in mortgages for probably like 15 years or so, 13, 14 years. And I always had managers that were kind of like just half-assing it. You know what I'm talking about. You probably had a manager or two. And that's not my job. That's the worker bee's job. No, man. I mean, the way I run things here is like when I see the people, the team that we have here, like working, dude, I'm like, yo, you need anything? I'm going to hop in there. I'm going to help you out. I'm not the kind of guy that's just like, yo, you vacuum the floors. Like, no, I'm going to be in here. I'm going to be sweeping, vacuuming, cleaning too with you. You know, I just think that's like, that's how you build a solid, strong core. And people that'll want to be with you for a long time. So, you know, it is understanding that, number two, that you're always going to be putting out fires no matter what. And also understanding that you need to be there as a leader. You're basically guiding the ship. You're steering the ship. You're making sure, okay, pull the sails. Shit, I'm not a sailor, dude. I don't know. You know, pull the sails. Load the cannons, draw your swords, getting ready for battle, you know, that kind of stuff. And I just think that, like, as a true leader, I think I probably had one manager in my life out of hundreds. I'm 33 years old. One manager I can always remember that, you know, he sat me down and was like, hey, man, like, what happened there? Like, why did that happen? I said, I don't know. I really don't. And he's like, all right, let me show you how to do it right. That, to me, opened my eyes because I was actually able to see, like, what a true manager is. You know, and then just making sure that mistake doesn't happen again. But truly actually understanding and teaching those people how to get through that and understanding that, you know, these are human beings. They're not just robots and not replaceable. Like, you got to teach people to be able to do things a certain way and help you grow to that next path. And that's kind of what I'm learning right now. You know, we're in this transition right now with such rapid pace with the company and trying to keep up with demand. And, but at the same time, understanding, like, you know, I still got to be there and be present, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then number three, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again, is taking care of your people, taking care of your customers, taking care of your employees, taking care of your friends and those that are supporting you, actually acknowledging people that walk in the door of your business and actually thanking them, being genuine about it, you know. Even though I have a few hands that help me out here at the shop, I still make an effort to actually say hi to everyone that comes in. And it's really cool seeing, like, repeat customers that walk through our doors, you know, or someone that walks in, hey, I see you guys on Instagram. Hey, I see you guys all over Google. Hey, I see you on another company's website, but then your ads pop up on theirs and I prefer to go, you know what I mean? Or when we go into events, you know, and just meeting you guys face to face and, hey, dude, I listened to this podcast and it was great. You know, hearing those kind of things, just, it brings me back in being like, okay, we built something solid here, you know. And I've seen a lot of companies, I'm not going to name any names, but I see them, you know, the way that they treat their customers. You know, you got people that comment on your page, people that are acknowledging you, that you even exist. And think about it, I remind myself all the time. That's why I don't take it for granted. I remind myself every time I see a comment or a purchase from someone or someone coming into the doors, is reminding myself that we all started with zero followers on social media. Like, no one gave a fuck who we were, you know? And I treat this way the same across anyone, regardless if you're an influencer, you're a big hotshot, or you own a company, or you're something big. You know, I pay more attention to the character of the person these days rather than what the number says. Because let's be honest, man. I mean, not that you could probably do it these days anymore, but there's a lot of fake pages out there with big followings. Just say that, get that out of the way. But when you have solid people that are actually acknowledging your page, like, take care of them, man. Say, thank you, I appreciate that. And remind yourself, like, and be humble about it, but also at the same time, remind yourself that you're not the shit. You know, as much as you may think you are and feel like you are on the inside, which I think is super important, you should think that you have some kind of value about yourself, because, you know, how are you going to pronounce that to the world or have the confidence in what you're doing if you don't have that? So I think that's important, but there's a balance, you know, to those two things. And just, like, acknowledging and taking care of your customers, man, it's huge. Every once in a while, you know, we're at the point right now, like, in the early days, if you're listening to this and you supported us back in the early days, I literally wrote handwritten notes for years on every single order, thanking every single person that purchased from us. And, you know, even though we don't have that kind of personality these days because of the amount of volume that we get every single day, I still try to acknowledge and treat the customer. You know, I'll throw one every once in a while, like, you know, depending on what it is or how I'm feeling for the day. Obviously, you know, not every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows, but I try to make an effort as much as possible, and so does the team. But, you know, I see a lot of companies not taking care of their people these days. And it's just, it's kind of a shame, you know. And then they wonder why they haven't survived or, you know, been able to push through this pandemic. It's just common sense stuff, man. And not taking your people for granted. That's all I'm trying to nail here, okay? You know, it's really cool. Like, think about it. Think about it this way. This is what I tell myself. Out of all the apparel brands that are out there, and trust me, there's millions. Small, big, doesn't matter. Out of all the apparel brands, you chose Rebel Reaper. That's how I look at it. Like, wow. You know, there's 8 billion people in this world, and you could have chose anyone else, but you actually chose to purchase our products, which takes care of the overhead of the shop that we have, takes care of the employee salaries that we have here, puts a roof over my head, allows me and our team to kind of live the lifestyle that we actually want to live. You know, that's the kind of things I think of, and I don't take it for granted. But with that said, yeah, I think the next one I want to share with you guys is kind of maybe a little bit of ways of how you can maybe grow social media a little bit organically, maybe a little bit of strategies that I can maybe share with you guys on the next one. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Because my goal here, man, the bigger that we're getting, the more I'm starting to look internally and starting to realize that, you know, this world, this life that we live every single day, it's a lot bigger than just myself. In retrospect, if you think about it, just I kind of remind myself every once in a while, my head gets a little big because we all do it, you know, that you're just literally a speck of dust in this never-ending universe of what's out there. You know, and just kind of humbling yourself and thinking about that and reminding yourself that you're not the hottest shit. And I think that's super important. You know, there's a dance, there's a balance. You got to remind yourself of these things. So anyway, with that said, I think we're talking about possibly going out to Four Corners. And I think it'll be a good thing. We just picked up our Sprinter van, which is kind of cool. It allows us to kind of travel a little bit more. And we know a lot of people out there in Colorado, a few cool brands, a few cool riders, cool people. We have a lot of customers out in Colorado, so that's cool. It's just something we're thinking about. And if we can get it all planned out, get the Sprinter wrapped, make it looking nice, and then make a trip out there, hopefully see some of you guys that are out there, and hopefully you're listening. The podcast seems to be picking up. Even though I kind of took a little bit of a month or two hiatus, still some of you guys are listening. I do get messages from you guys that are asking, you know, when the next one's coming out. So, you know, the more and more I see that, kind of just reminds me, okay, let me do a quick episode, throw it up, get you guys a little bit of entertainment. But yeah, you know, we just started a TikTok. I know on a previous episode I said I wasn't going to do it. We did it, man. I started about a couple weeks ago. And God, trying to start a new social media platform just gives me anxiety like trying to build it again and posting nonstop when you got like 10 different social media platforms like YouTube and everything else, trying to keep up with everything. But man, just overnight, for example, like it blew up, and I think we got like 1500 right now. You know, it's not much, but just last night we were at 50, you know, so something's working. And maybe I want to share that with you guys and how that worked out, and how you guys can maybe use those tools to help you guys grow. And that's the whole point of this podcast. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. We're about 30 minutes. If you haven't already, make sure you check us out, www.rebelreaper.com. We have some cool shit on there. I'm sure something that you'd like. We just started hitting up the button-ups really hard. Some of the polos. We got a few dropping this weekend. They're really nice. Really nice fabric. I mean, a lot of the time and energy that goes into the products, like I got to make sure that everything's quality before we release it. You know, we have a reputation here with the brand, and that's kind of how I think of things. You know, a lot of people, oh, your stuff's expensive. Well, hey, man, you want cheap stuff. There's plenty out there. There is plenty out there, my friend. But you want the good stuff for a company that cares and has a face to it and really, really cares about the final product and the result and the packaging, the presentation and everything, and actually responds to you, then you come here, my friend. Anyway, that's my plug. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at Rebel Reaper Clothing, TikTok at Rebel Reaper Clothing, YouTube Rebel Reaper Clothing. I don't know if they have an at. We're on Spotify as you're listening to this, iTunes, Anchor, pretty much every single you know, podcast platform that you can listen to even out of countries. You know, that's crazy that we have people in, you know, other foreign countries that are like listening to this podcast, which is wild. I don't know if there's like a translator app or what, but either way, appreciate you guys listening. Hope you enjoyed this one. I hope I didn't ramble too much. Just the fact that you guys are listening, take time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. I appreciate it. And I'm going to try to record, you know, a little bit more. I kind of go through these phases where I'll record and hit it hard. We got like 30 episodes in the chamber ready to post up. It's a little bit of editing, which takes a lot of time. But you got to understand, you know, we're a growing company. I got to make sure that, you know, my family's fed. I got to make sure that my team's fed. I got to answer emails for customers. I got to be there for them. We got to be opening up the shop. We got to innovate new products. So doing these podcasts for free takes a lot of time. So if you don't mind just leaving us a review, let us know what you thought about it. Share it with a friend. That's all we're asking. You know, we're not asking you to buy something from us. But if you do, that's cool. But the whole point of this podcast is to kind of share a different perspective, maybe a different mindset. We're not so one-dimensional on this podcast, speaking about just one particular topic. We're trying to have a whole aspect of things that we could share with you guys. So I hope you enjoy this one, guys. That's pretty much it. We'll talk to you guys later.
You keep saying that we just alike, but we're not.
When I say something, I mean it. When I say I'm gonna do something, I fucking do it.
Yeah, you're right.